Return to Camp Blood, Episode 11. His name was first Jason. This episode is sponsored by Scarefest 8. Head over to scarefestcon.com for convention dates and ticketing information.
Scarefest, the largest horror and paranormal convention in the United States, returns to the Lexington Center September 11th through the 13th. Meet over 80 of your favorite horror and paranormal celebrities. Plus, there's a costume ball, seminars, movie screenings, and lots of scary merchandise. For more info, visit thescarefest.com. Scarefest, September 11th through the 13th at the Lexington Center. Be brave if you dare, but don't come alone.
Welcome to another episode of Return to Camp Blood. I'm your host, Chris, joined by my fellow counselors, E.
What's going on, everybody?
Eric.
What's happening, y'all?
And Oz.
What's up, everybody?
All right, we're going to jump right in tonight because we have a special guest. Please welcome the man, the legend, boy from the lake, first Jason himself, Ari Lehman, to talk about what he's got in store for this year's Scarefest 8. How you doing tonight, Ari?
Well, it's a wonderful evening here at Camp Crystal Lake. You know, I'm looking out over the serene beauty, the bucolic splendor, and the decapitated bodies lying here at my feet. You know, they were just making too much noise, July 4th and everything. I had to get rid of them. What can I say? You know? It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
I gotta say, Ari, we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
I love Lexington, Kentucky, and being a part of that event is important. Although I know your blog is basically a virtual Camp Crystal Lake all over the world.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right. Yeah, we're all
listeners
over the place.
All over the place right now. And so, hey, when I told my kids that we'd be talking to you tonight. My youngest daughter literally started crying because she didn't want me to talk to Jason. Even after all these years, you are still scaring the hell out of people.
Well, did you watch Friday the 13th with her when she was younger?
I watched those movies with my oldest daughter, who's about to turn 14. But this was the 6-year-old, and I haven't introduced her to Jason fully just yet.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you know, there's a certain age that you can watch Friday the 13th, but you know, you could look at it like it's a water safety movie. Really, you know, it's
absolutely.
She gets in the boat. First of all, don't go boating after you decapitate somebody. You know, at least wait. You should wait at least a half an hour before getting in the water after decapitation.
I couldn't agree more.
No, that's one of my, that's what, and always wear a life preserver when you get into a boat. And, you know, where was, you know, first of all, there was no respect. Like, where was the buddy system? They didn't use the buddy system for Jason.
On that scene with Adrian King floating in the canoe, was that shallow when you were standing on something? I've always wondered.
A little movie magic there. The opening shot, of course, is the sunlight, and you see her in the middle of the lake with the sunlight, you know, dancing on the water. And then we see the policeman come into view in the background, and he's like, "Are you okay?" And that goes back to kind of a medium shot of her. And the whole thing is that the medium shot indeed was shot much closer to the shore, but you can't tell. And then they go in for the wonderful close-up. Initially now, Adrian was not allowed to see the makeup. Tom Savini had instructed me not to allow anybody on the set to see, you know, any of the makeup that I was wearing or anything like that. And so the first time I jumped out of the boat, she was actually kind of startled and she fell out of the boat. And so they had to blow dry her hair and dry off her shirt in order to do the second scene. And the sun was going down and there was a certain amount of tension in the air. But you know, the first take, the funny thing is I came out of the water like gangbusters, like, you know, just, ah. And that's that famous one picture where you have, it's just me. And it's very green in the background. It's just me. And you can see all the slime. And they let that, you know, they let that slime just hang there for like about a second and a half. And everything else is from the second take where we did it a little more, a little less ferociously, you know, so that we were able to get the action of me flinging my arm around her. But they used that little moment. So when you're watching Friday the 13th next time, you'll see how it's framed. It's like, they just pop in that one little, wow. And that's where everybody kind of loses their popcorn.
That's awesome.
In the business, they always say, yeah, kid, we just made you 40 feet tall, you know, because they use those big screens, you know. So it's just me a second and a half.
So let's talk about what you're doing at Scarefest this year, Ari. That is how we got hooked up with you talking on the show with us tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and thank you to Layla and Patty, Layla Cook and Patty Starr, who are putting together a fantastic event. I mean, I just saw they've got some amazing people coming in. They've got people from American Horror Story, of great American Horror Story people.
Yep.
They've got Fright Night reunion thing going on. They've got a lot of great people. So, I mean, I'm very excited about that. So we want to represent the Friday the 13th side as much as we can. So what they've done is they've actually given, you know, they've decided to just go crazy. They said, we're having a scare fest and we really want to scare everyone. So they're letting me direct the entire musical horror and comedy review that they're going to have on Friday night.
Oh, awesome.
Which, it's so overwhelming. We haven't even come up with a name for it yet, but, in other words, well, actually, it's the VIP party, but it's the Friday night VIP party. And first Jason is going to be there performing, of course, and we're going to have some different troops that are coming from the region. I think there might be a burlesque troupe. I think there's a performance art troupe. I think that there's a sideshow act that's going to be there. We're getting a comedian, I'm hoping, and, you know, also there'll be another local band from Lexington. So there'll be two bands. And, you know, all these have to be announced. But I can announce that first Jason will be there and then I'll be at the helm of this whole thing, which shows you that they've lost their minds. I mean, what are they thinking? Putting Jason in charge. It's like directed by Jason Voorhees. You know, they've lost their minds. But it's going to be a great time. I have done similar things at other events, but I think that this time there's a real gathering of really strong artists, and everybody's coming together to do something spectacular. And it's always good to do, you know, live music, live comedy, live, you know, performance artists, dancers, all that stuff. It's so much fun to watch. I think people are a little bit tired of just working and also getting entertainment through the computer all the time. But sometimes you got to get out there and get a little sweat on you, or just, you know, have some fun. And I think that this would be a really great opportunity. If you're in Lexington or if you're in the area, don't miss that Friday night VIP party, because it's going to be something else.
Yeah, Scarefest is always a great event. I've been pretty avid convention goer the past probably 4 years. And that was Scarefest was my first ever convention that I ever went to, and that's all it took. I was hooked ever since, and I go to some other shows, but I always go to Scarefest, and it's actually that one's a little bit more kid friendly too. I mean, I'm able to take my 8-year-old. It's not like some of the ones that are too scary or whatever for some of the younger kids. So I mean, it's really a good thing for the whole family.
I agree with you there. There's some movies, you know, they should be reserved for, you know, adults and all throughout, even, you know, a lot of the Friday the 13th included. There's plenty of wonderful offerings from classic horror, silent horror. Forget it. There's really scary movies like the Disney movie, Something Wicked This Way Comes, which is pretty darn scary.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of, you know, good stuff that for kids in terms of horror nowadays. They've got all kinds of cartoons and everything. So, and the cosplayer thing has just taken off. You know, people just love now to get all dressed up, and I get lots of people coming to see me. You know, there's always that one or two guys who dress like Jason Voorhees, and they come, you know, to the table, and they're always, you know, really cool guys, and you know, these huge dudes are like, oh yeah, I'm Jason today. And but
those are those crazy bastards.
No, I've only came, you know, with the slime. No one respects the slime. It's like they'll wear the hockey mask. You know, that is very widely respected. Can you wear the mask?
Now, speaking of the slime, Ari, now is it true that slime from that's actually did pull that junk out of the lake and put it on you?
I pulled that junk out of the lake. Yes. Yeah, actually, it was awesome. Tom Savini basically said yes. Well, yeah, no, that's not CGI muck. That's real muck. Yeah, he said. He gave me a bucket.
They made Tom, you do it?
Well, yes. It was a low budget set, my friend. But they, we were like living in the cabins, you know, and eating berries and bear meat. No. That part's not true. But we did. He gave me a bucket, and Tasso Stavrakos, who has been in a lot of things like Dawn of the Dead and all these other great film projects, Knight Rider, so you know what I'm talking about. And so he and I were assigned in a boat to go out and dig up muck. And the thing about Sand Pond is Crystal Lake is actually called Sand Pond. And it's odd that they found this actual pond, this pond in New Jersey, right? It's in the Delaware Water Gap region of New Jersey. And it has like really nice sand beaches. It's called Sand Pond because when the pioneers way back, they got there, they used that sand to make glass. So it wasn't that easy to find like muck. It was like, you'd think it would just be like muck everywhere, but no. So we had to go like to the center of the pond. And we're like putting this bucket down there and like just dredging muck literally up with a rope, you know. And then, we were like we had like flashlights, so we were like searching around. And I remember this definitely happened. All of a sudden we heard this like splashing sound, you know, on the other side of the lake. And we were like, what the? And there was a bear there.
Awesome. That is bear country.
That's the only thing to this day. Like, we're like, it's a bear. We're like, no. He's like, no, it's a bear, dude. We're like, okay, man. That's kind of what happened. And we took him like,
beware of bears.
Yeah. They were joking. They said, no, it's Mama Voorhees. She's over there.
So, you'd mentioned that your band First Jason is going to be at Scarefest. And I didn't know this about you until probably like last year that you, the First Jason as a band was even a thing. And, I was just curious. When did you guys start?
Yeah. In fact, I was a musician. I was already studying music even when I was on the set of Friday the 13th. I was like a little kid. That was like my thing. I was like the little jazz piano kid, you know, I was in like band class and all skate and that kind of stuff, playing a lot of music. It looked like I got a scholarship to go to Berklee School of Music. I ended up going to New York University because I just wanted to jump in and be a part of like the New York music scene. I ended up starting playing on the world music, like reggae music, African music. I even played for a famous African artist. I went and played music in West Africa and Europe. And so it was after coming back to the U.S., after touring around, with my beautiful wife, Elaine, and we came here to Chicago, where I live now, and, a fan sent me a letter saying, hey, did you sign this, this picture of Jason Voorhees? And I had never signed a picture of Jason Voorhees. So wow, somebody was forging my autographs out there, actually. And that's how I learned about this entire scene. And I went to a convention, okay, and that's when I kind of dawned on me, you know what, being a musician, you know, these guys, it's not like reggae music really goes with Jason. Jason's kind of more punk metal, I'd say, you know, kind of Jason in Jamaica, kind of just on the beach or the split. I don't know. You know, it just, I don't know about Jason. But I, it could be.
I got to say that I saw a guitar solo that you posted a couple months ago, and I was totally blown away.
Thank you.
I was sitting here in front of my computer doing the Wayne's World thing. I am not worthy.
Yeah, the guitar is it's the world's only heavy metal guitar that's on a giant machete. But let me I'll quickly get back to that so everybody could see how it happened. So, you know, it's because of the open-hearted and open-eared nature of the punk metal listeners that I got to kind of work on it. And I had been listening to bands like Reagan Youth and Bad Brains and Dead Kennedys. And then when I got to Chicago, I met the bass player from a very famous band here called Macabre, and we were on a hiatus for like 2 years. So he kind of was a mentor and kind of came into the whole First Jason scene. I said, you know, I want to do this band, First Jason. But Nefarious from Macabre, which is a great band, and everybody should check them out. Macabre from Chicago, just a fantastic death metal band. But they gave me some guidance, and I listened to a lot of bands here in Chicago. And, you know, slowly but surely, I got it together. But it was Nefarious who said, you got to do something to play keyboard in the band, you know, and make it look metal. And just as a joke, I duct taped this synthesizer to a giant, like, cosplayer's machete, and I put a guitar strap on it. And this was like almost totally as a joke, just to kind of to try this idea. And what happened was it started working really well. Now, since then, you know, I have a Roland Lucina, which is an amazing guitar. And I through the magic of zip ties, I'm able to attach the machete to it again. So I don't need to use duct tape anymore. And we're on to zip ties. But, you know, it's a fun thing. And if you know, if anybody wants to check this out, just go on firstjason.com or go to YouTube. We've got a lot of videos up there. We have two albums out. One is called Jason is Watching. The other one is called Heed My Warning. Both of them are on Spotify. And also you could just download the whole CD on CD Baby. So, you know, but we've had the good fortune of performing in Spain, France, Germany, Holland, UK, and almost in every state of the nation. I mean, you know, we've gone to all these great horror conventions, but primarily I've been touring as a duo. And I'm not sure how we're going to hit it at Scarefest, because we got to see what's going on. But right now we're in the process, like I mentioned earlier, of expanding the band after years of performing as a duo. I'm adding a guitar player and a bass player, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Absolute shredder. And we got new songs coming, a whole new approach. Because, you know, up to this point, it's been songs like Machete is My Friend, Jason is Watching, Jason Never Dies, Jason's Bride, you know, all kind of centered around that theme. Now we're kind of going into a deeper insight of kind of looking around us and, you know, but it's still pretty dark and it's going kind of more towards a funky gut bucket kind of rock sound away from the just metal punk sound, you know, and because we've been getting a lot of response for that out there. So that's kind of where we're at. And that's what we're going to bring to Scarefest.
Awesome. Right?
It's kind of if you go to any, you know, just listen to it even on YouTube or anywhere, people say, you know, it's not really fitting into metal or punk or funk or this, but, you know, it's got its own kind of sound. And we've been very lucky to get into open for big names like Gwar and Down and, you know, I don't know.
Sweet.
Orcs. I don't know if anyone knows them. Band of Orcs. We opened for them. I mean, it's like we were at Housecore Fest in Austin. We did Indianapolis Metal Fest. We played at the Whiskey A Go-Go and at the Viper Room. And, you know, so it's been a lot of traveling, gentlemen, a lot of traveling, a lot of band. Like we just did Houston. We played in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where we have a great following and just great people out there. We played with a band called Choke, which is amazing. Like this kind of funky gut bucket sound that I'm just getting so into. So, you know, we've been on the move, but I like to do more events like Scarefest, where we get to be, you know, in one place for a whole weekend. Oh my God, I don't have to, you know, drive in the van for hours and hours. We'll just show up and set up camp, and we're just going to set up Camp Crystal Lake right there at Scarefest.
Very appropriate.
It's Jason Drills.
Yeah, it's up to us, especially Friday night. They better watch out because Jason's in charge. Like, you know, what we do at a lot of the shows, we have our good friends who dress as Jason Voorhees, you know, show up. And like we have a friend, Nathan Barker, who's, you know, we're playing up in Elgin at a place called Gast House on Saturday, July 18th. And, you know, while we're playing, he roams through the audience. He's a pretty imposing figure, you know. And so everybody likes to, you know, take pictures with Jason and all that good stuff. So we,
that's awesome.
We make an event out of it. You know, even though it could be a show in a little dive, it could be at a convention or a film festival, or, you know, we even played at the Alamo Draft House in the movie theater. You know, like
wow.
We just did that in Houston. The place is packed, and then they showed Friday the 13th. So, yeah, we love Alamo Draft House for that. And there's more of them. You know, there's one in Kansas City. There's one in Kalamazoo. So it's a lot of them. But yeah, so there's a lot of crazy, great experiences that we have, and just.
I mean, as a musician, what more do you need to play other than Indianapolis and the Whiskey A Go-Go? I mean,
yeah.
you've got it all right.
Yeah. Well, we've gone even further. In New York City, there's a great, great club we love called Lucky 13s. So I don't know if any of your listeners are out there, but that's this amazing kind of biker-esque bar in Brooklyn that's like run by one of my buddies. And it's totally covered in horror collectibles. I mean, from top to bottom, everywhere you look, it's just autographs and signed stuff and memorabilia everywhere. Lucky 13. So it's, you know, there's just such a community out there. And I'm just really trying to do right by these fans because they are so supportive and so dedicated. And they deserve a quality product, damn it. That's all I can say.
Hey, we appreciate that.
Love you for it.
Well, thanks. I mean, people take their time. They set aside time. They set aside money from their salaries. God bless them, you know, and the time. And they're showing up, like you said, you know, with kids. And, you know, I know what that's about. Well, I mean, I know what that's about because I don't have kids. But I know, you know, okay, you're paying for gas. You're paying for food. You're paying for parking. It's like having a band. It's an effort for everybody. And I think that it's definitely, I mean, there are so many people, like you say, Robert Englund or Kane Hodder, you know, that really recognize the fans' dedication. And I think that they repay them with dedication as well. And those are like the examples that I'd like to follow.
Awesome. Well, Ari, we will not keep you any longer. We really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. And for everybody who's going to be in the Lexington, Kentucky area in September, head out
That's
to Scarefest.
Right. September 11th through 13th. Make sure you're there.
All right, Ari.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I don't want to scare anybody, but I'm going to give it to you straight about Jason Voorhees.
Hey, Ari, real quick before you go, I just wanted to say I had the opportunity to meet you last summer with my son in Indianapolis. And I don't know if you saw the picture that we posted on our Facebook page announcing that you were going to have you on the show, but that's a picture of me with you. And there was one other picture that, I mean, it's like one of my prized pictures from all the conventions that I've gone to. When I came up to you, Before I had you sign my poster, I got a quick picture with you and Ted White in the same picture.
Oh,
and it was just
that's another perfect example. Yeah, Ted's the best.
Yeah, it's awesome. And one thing that you also might want to mention and let everybody know, Ari sells his own Jason hot sauce.
That's right. His own Slasher sauce.
Yes, that's what it's called, Slasher sauce.
Thank you. I don't want to jump away from the Ted White thing, though. I want to say one thing about Ted White. He is one of the shining examples of human human existence. I mean, I've worked with him only at conventions, of course. But this man was John Wayne's stunt double for 17 years. So we were just up at a convention together. I mean, what a class act. You know, he's there the whole time. Just, you know, he's in his 80s and he's there.
Yeah.
Big, full of energy, wearing all those great jackets that he wears. And he's always, you know, on time. And if I'm 5 minutes late, he's like, oh, I knew you'd be late, you know. But he said to me, because we had to go, he actually picked me up. I mean, this guy is strong. But he said to me, because we had to go to Buffalo we were in Niagara Falls. We had to cross over to go to Buffalo. He said, Ari, I want you to take my car, because if I hear that you got in trouble and you didn't call me, you're going to be in trouble with me. Okay? Now get out of here. So that's the kind of, that's Ted White. So. But the Slasher sauce, people could just come and get it. It's ghost pepper, red habanero, cumin, mustard, black pepper. It's an amazing sauce. It's like a Caribbean hot sauce, but it's got a lot of good ghost pepper. It's made in Florida, where they grow the ghost peppers with fresh ghost peppers. So it's awesome. Good and hot. You can order that at firstjason.com. And yes, I think my team, my management team, i.e. my wife, is now telling me that is a portion of the sales of Slasher sauce are now going to help animal rescue. So
awesome.
Jump in.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, bring a few extra bottles down to Scarefest, and Eric and I'll be down there. We'll pick up a few.
Yes, we will.
Very cool. I'll sign up.
I may be Jason.
One other thing I wanted to mention real quick, Ari, is I don't know if you're into baseball, but I'm in the Cincinnati area, and they have the All-Star game this year. And the whole theme around the city is get your stash on. And so everybody's got these mustaches. There's these mustaches all over the city and everything. And I just had to compliment you, because you have a stellar mustache, my man.
Quintessential stashes.
Yes. And it's prominent on the bottle of Slasher sauce. And Slasher sauce has a Jason mask with a handlebar mustache on it. Like the Pringles guy meets Jason. But yeah, well, no, more power to you. I mean, I'm here in Chicago, not far from Wrigley. We're hoping, you know, against hope, you know. We've been doing pretty good so far.
But yeah, the bar at Great American is actually named the Handlebar. So
okay, there you go.
It's pretty fun.
Well, those are fun, man. It's a fun thing. You know, you can't with a handlebar mustache. You know, you just can't be grouchy. You just, you know, you pass a mirror and you, oh my god.
That's announcing your presence with authority right there. You cannot go unnoticed with a handlebar mustache.
All right, Ari.
It's great talking with you all.
Yeah, we really appreciate it again.
Thank you so much, Ari.
Yeah. Send me a link for this, and I'll let everybody hear. And just remind everybody that Jason never dies.
Yeah, so again, for all you guys that are going to be around the Lexington, Kentucky area, September 11th through the 13th, check out Scarefest 8 and go hear First Jason perform. Look, the man is a fucking guitar god, okay? You're going to want to see that. Yeah, and I'm going to put links to all the stuff that he mentioned in the show notes at campbloodpodcast.com/11. You can support the show by rating us on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you use to listen to the show. You know, I hate asking for money, but again, this is not free for us to do, and unfortunately, I can't just spend all my money producing this show. So if you feel like this AIM Entertainment is worth something financially to you, hook us up. Go to campbloodpodcast.com/donate. If you want to ask us a question or vindicate a theory you might have, you can contact the show by sending an email to feedback@campbloodpodcast.com. That's right. We have a new email address. The old one is still up, so if you've sent mail to that, that's fine. I set it up to forward to our new stuff, so it's cool. We'll see it. You can also text or leave us a voicemail at 757-637-0216. Until next time.
You're going to Camp Blood, ain't you? Never come back again. It's got a death curse.
Return to Camp Blood is a proud member of the Tangent Bound Network.